Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning. On the mix.
It is time for your three mustier clips of the day.
Let's get them.
Number three.
Well, some sad news. Olivia Newton-John passed away yesterday, 73 years old, after a long battle with cancer. I mean, yeah. Over a decade-long battle. And we all can remember Olivia Newton-John from Grease. Sandy, that was such a fun movie we would always watch at sleepovers and memorize the dances. And that was also a movie that I didn't understand a lot of those references till I got much older.
Oh, same here.
I didn't understand when Kinnicky and Rizzo were in the backseat of the car and something broke from his wallet. I thought it was a credit card.
Same thing when I was younger and my mother heard, what did they just say? Rizzo got a bun in the oven. I said, I don't know. I think she's in baking class. She got a bun in the oven.
It's a baking class, and it's a real classy wagon. Grease Lightning.
Right.
Number two.
Idris Elba was on The Tonight Show. Now, he DJs on the side. What do you think would be his go-to for the breakup song? If he has to play a breakup song, what do you think it would be? Radar, any guesses?
I don't know. What?
I thought it would have been Ariana Grande, Thank You, Next.
I just heard that in the grocery store the other day, too. How funny you mentioned that.
Here's what his go-to is.
Return of the Mac.
Return of the Mac. What fans? Oh, my God.
Oh, and 100%.
Wow, because you're coming back.
Yeah, man. Plenty of fish in the sea and all that.
Wow.
Right.
Idris Elba. Great. Man, the guy's about to turn 50 years old. He looks amazing.
Return of the Mac. Stuck in your head.
Return of Aaron Rodgers coming back to the Green Bay Packers yet again. Starting quarterback. Radar, why are you rolling your eye? Radar's not even looking at me when I'm talking right now. I know you love the
Bears. Is this over with yet?
Well, Aaron Rodgers was on a podcast and admitted that he really, truly thought about quitting football to host Jeopardy. This is how close he was to quitting.
Close? I don't know. How close is close? I was thinking about it, yes.
So, thinking about it.
But now I wonder.
He was just thinking about it.
Was it that he said, I don't want the gig anymore and I want to do football? Or was it that he didn't get the Jeopardy hosting gig and that's what took him back to football? That's what I would like to know. And I have a good friend who's a top executive producer, Jen Bisgrove, on Jeopardy, that will not tell me these things.
She won't divulge anything?
Because I wonder what happened. I'm telling myself, he could host Jeopardy forever. He could do that when he's 60, 50. You can't play football forever. So that's why I'm telling myself he picked football first and that it wasn't that he didn't get the job at Jeopardy.
But if you're hosting Jeopardy, you're not going to be able to say this every year.
There's nothing like beating the Bears.
So that's probably why he wanted to come back.
Yes, because he still has so much more left in the tank.
He wants to try to beat the Bears again this year. It's not going to happen.
He could be the future host of Jeopardy down the road.
You
Maybe
think
that's
so?
Why they're so in between all these hosts and trying to figure this out.
You know what Bears fans are thinking about him?
I think he's a bum.
He's a bum!
He's smart, though, and a good, good quarterback. That's your three must-hear clips of the day on the mix.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.